Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The Mind Aware, 818.
Welcome to the show. I am so happy you're here. We got an exciting episode up today, but you know that, don't you? You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset, break through limiting beliefs, and make more money. Oh, yeah. We like that, don't we? I want to talk to you today about intentional action. And if you want to take intentional action every day and feel good and get that emotional momentum moving, then you want to get the Positive Mindset Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can get that at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. Today, we are going to wrap up our intentional action discussion. We've been doing this over multiple episodes now, and today's the final session. Isn't that exciting? We're gearing up. You know, we've got a big course coming up in the Positive Mindset Entrepreneurs Club. It's called the 6-week Intentional Action Course, and only people who are in the Positive Mindset Entrepreneurs Club can participate. You will accomplish 3 solid goals in the first 6 weeks of the year. And that can be personal goals too. So it can be business goals, like you have monetary amounts or lead numbers that you want to achieve, or it can be personal goals like decluttering or losing weight or, you know, saying your mantras or studying courses that you've bought and that you want to finish. You know, you can use it for a goal for anything. I'll tell you what, let me give you the URL. Check out Positive Mindset Entrepreneurs Club at pmeclub.com. I think actually by the time this episode airs, the information page for 6-week intentional action course should be up too. It's at danawild.com/6WIAC. Check that out. It's really such a fun course. Over 6 weeks, we meet weekly and we have fun and we get this emotional momentum going so that it's easy to take intentional action, which is what we're going to talk about today. So intentional action is something you're only going to hear about here. You're only going to hear about it in this sandbox because it's a concept that I created in the Train Your Brain book. If you are listening to the rest of the entrepreneurial world, everybody is telling you, get out of your comfort zone, work harder, discipline yourself, feel the fear and do it anyway. All of this kind of feel bad stuff. We don't want you to do that. We want you to feel the joy and do it anyway. We want you to get into your comfort zone. Figure out what you're good at and nail it, right? Not all this other stuff. Maybe you're even hearing, you know, more positive messages like take inspired action, which is a great message. But my challenge with that always was like, how do I know when I'm inspired? You know, I get a lot of ideas, right? I get a lot of ideas. Is this an inspired idea? So intentional action is very easy to understand. Intentional action is the action you take after you have moved yourself to an emotionally positive place. After you've intentionally moved yourself to an emotionally positive place. In other words, feel good first, then take action. Feel good, take action. Feel good, take action. Why does this work? Why build your business the intentional action way, the feel good way, the train your brain way? This is all based in brain science. When you feel bad, when you're stressed, when you're overwhelmed, when you're working hard, when you're pushing through, when you're getting out of your comfort zone, when you're feeling the fear, you have just shut down all the creative pathways in your brain. You literally have no access to creative ideas. When you feel good, you open up all of the creative pathways in your brain and you start getting those good ideas. When you feel good, you sit down and you do something, and you've been there. You know how when you feel really good and it's like everything you do is just meeting with success. You get in the flow. Stuff just happens. Stuff that would normally take you a long time, it just goes zip, zip, zoom, and it goes so fast because you're in the zone, right? That's how you work less and make more. Feel good first, then take action. That's how it works. When you feel good, you show up in the world as your best self. You show up in the world and people want to talk to you. They want to engage with you and you want to talk to them too. And they want what you had for breakfast. You're showing your best self. When you feel good, you get better results. You make better decisions. Everything just goes better because you're in the flow and you're feeling happy and you are your best self. So it just makes sense, doesn't it? It makes sense that feeling good is the most important thing. Taking intentional action, feel good first, then take action. So how do you actually implement this? And that's what we've been talking about in depth over the past 6 episodes. And now today, we're going to give you like a recap of everything, okay? So first of all, awareness. The most important step in this is the wake-up step. You have to be aware of how you feel. If you're feeling bad, you have one job and one job only. Your job is to feel good. Figure out whatever it takes to feel good. And sometimes you're going to be like, well, I'm not going to feel good until I get a good night's sleep. So that's it. I'm not doing anything today. And that's a good decision. Sleep is a great cure-all for feeling better. Sometimes that's what it takes. Sometimes you're like, I'm a little crabby because I haven't eaten anything. I can tell I don't feel very good. I'm not going to show up as my best self. I'm going to go have a little something to eat. Sometimes you just need to get away and get outside and walk around. Sometimes you need to play with the dog. Sometimes you need to put on some music and jump up and down and rock out and feel better. And then you can sit down and be your best self when you're going to work. Sometimes you can say some mantras, open your mind, write some sentences that are feel good sentences that help shift your energy and shift your perspective, right? All sorts of methods. Like this is the whole game, is how many different methods can I come up with for shifting my energy and feeling good? Because I know once I feel good, ooh, look out. I can sit down, I can do anything, I can get it done. It's going to get done fast. It's going to get done right. I'm going to be my best self, all that good stuff, right? Be aware of how you feel, because when you're aware of how you feel, you can shift how you feel. Next, look at the task you're actually doing on a day-to-day basis. Which of those tasks do you not like to do? If you love to do something, that one stays. But which of the tasks do you not like to do? And then ask yourself, why are you doing them? And chances are you're doing them because you're telling yourself some kind of a story. Like, I have to do this to make money. Or this is how you do it. Or this is how everybody else does it. And so that's the story to bust. That's the thing to train your brain around. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you something right now. You can get the entire Train Your Brain book for free right now so that you really understand all 20 mind work experiments and how to shift stories like this. I want you just to have it for free. The Train Your Brain audiobook is at danawild.com/giveaway. danawild.com/giveaway. All together, one word, no space. And when you listen to that book, you will totally understand all of the different methods for shifting your story. But right now, it's just a matter of being aware of it and going, you know what? I am doing webinars and I hate doing them, but I'm doing them because everybody says that's what you're supposed to do. I am on Facebook because everybody says that's what you're supposed to do. I am writing a blog that I hate because everybody says that's what you're supposed to do. So really notice that. Why are you doing these things you hate? That's it. You don't have to do anything to shift it or change it or any of that. Just notice it. So step three is really do nothing, right? You must come to believe that you can do things that feel good and make money. You must come to believe that. And right now, you've got a story about this other thing that's making you money, this task you hate that's making you money. So the first thing is just do nothing. Just be aware that you've got that story, but start exploring this new concept. Start saying to yourself, you know, could I do things differently? Could I play around with this a little bit? If I did, what would I like to do? What would be other things I'd like to do? What if I shifted that story? Could I play with that story? Could I change it? And start noticing your results. Notice that when you feel good, you get better results. Notice how your interactions go when you feel good. Notice the stories you're telling around the things that feel good versus the things that feel bad. So really, this third step is do nothing but pay attention. And speaking of paying attention, the fourth step is pay attention to what lights you up. So just like you're noticing the things you don't like, what are the things you do like? When you hear an idea, does it make you go, ooh, that sounds like an interesting new idea. What is this TikTok thing? Let me look into that, right? So explore the tasks that light you up. Explore the things that give you energy. Notice the things that you do that have you thinking after you're doing them and thinking with excitement and feel like you want to research it more and study it more. Pay attention to what lights you up. Okay? Next, start the new story. What is the new story that you could be telling about how you're making money? So start saying that in the background of your day. You've been noticing things. You've been being aware of things. Now start actually intentionally thinking in your head. Start that background story that sounds like this. I used to think I had to make money this other way, but I've started to notice that I'm following my feel good now. And I've started to notice these new things are lighting up for me. I'm starting to notice that I get better results when I do things I'm more aligned with. I'm starting to notice that I'm following my feel good and it's working. I like this idea of releasing what's not working and the things I don't like because I can get better results with things that feel good. So just in the background of your day, start intentionally thinking those thoughts in your head. Okay. Next, number six. Identify your marketing superpower. Now you can do this at yourmarketingsuperpower.com. Yourmarketingsuperpower.com. Just go take the assessment, figure out what it is that you have a natural propensity for. What are you naturally good at? And you will get, that's a free assessment. It'll take you 5 minutes to take it, and you will find out the things that you're good at. It might be writing or connecting or analytics or bringing people together, all of these different things. Seventh, line up with marketing methods that are in alignment with what you're good at. After you've taken the test, after you've taken that little assessment, then take a look at the results you get, and the results will include a bunch of ideas for you. And look back at those ideas and go, oh, this one lights me up. That one lights me up. Pick one. Isn't that so great? You know, one of my pet peeves with the internet is that they have us believe that we've got to be doing all these things in all these different ways. The truth is, you just need one. Pick one thing that looks interesting and sounds fun and that you want to explore and do it and get really good at it. Do that one thing. So with your marketing superpower, you're going to get a list of ideas of these are the things you can do with your marketing superpower. And look at that list and pick one. All right? Then, after you have identified that superpower and you've picked your marketing method that you're going to use with that superpower, you can use that same superpower to create your free offer, create your closing environment, create your paid offer. You can take that same superpower and build your whole business around it. That's the A step. Build your whole business around all of the feel-good stuff that you love to do, and you can identify that using this marketing superpower assessment. And finally, the ninth one is to just wash, rinse, repeat. Keep doing this over and over again. Stay aware. Keep assessing. Keep looking at it. Keep noticing those stories, being aware of those stories, wondering, why am I telling those stories? Because really, the biggest thing to know in this, and really, I can't stress this enough. If you have listened this far, and if you've listened to all of these sessions that I've done on this, then you have the thing, the character trait, the only character trait that really matters when it comes to building a business the feel-good way and building a business quickly and doing well, and that is desire. That is the secret ingredient in all of this. Desire. If you have a desire, any desire, you can train your brain to get it. You can follow your feel-good. It is 100% possible to build your business your way, doing fun things, doing anything that you love to do. And this is the whole blueprint. This is the whole thing. Do everything we talked about in this episode. Wrap it all up. And if you want more details on any one of these steps, you can go back and listen to the last six episodes we did prior to this. But this is the ticket. Be a proactive thinker in your head. Have the desire, have the awareness, have the intention, think those thoughts, bust yourself. Notice when you're having a story around something, be willing to change it and do the things you love to do. Follow your feel good, and you will have the business you desire. And frankly, you will build your business more quickly. This is how you build a business from $0 to $1 million in 19 months. This is it. Follow your feel good, train your brain. Take intentional action. Feel good first, then take action. Yeah, you've totally got this. You totally got this. Start that little story. That little story that says, I'm ready for this, and I'm doing this, and I'm already doing it, and I'm already thinking like this, and I am willing to bust myself, and it is so fun, and I love being a brain trainer, right? Oh, yeah, so good. Come on over. Check out PMEclub.com. The fun is they're already there every day, and it's only going to get bigger and better. And I can't wait to see you there.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.